Well, good morning. It is May 16th, 2022, and welcome once again to our daily Bible reading. Today we are going to be picking up in Numbers 25, Psalm 68, Isaiah 15, and 1 Peter chapter 3. And so let's get into the Word today. Numbers chapter 25. And Israel abode in Shittim, and the people began to commit whoredom with the daughters of Moab. And they called the people to the sacrifice of their gods, and the people did eat and bow down to their gods. And Israel joined himself unto Baal Peor, and the anger of the Lord was kindled against Israel. And the Lord said unto Moses, Take all the heads of the peoples, and hang them up before the Lord against the sun, that the fierce anger of the Lord may be turned away from Israel. And Moses said unto the judges of Israel, Slay ye every one of his men that were joined unto Baal Peor. And behold, one of the children of Israel came and brought unto the brethren of Midianish women in the sight of Moses and in the sight of the congregation of the children of Israel who were weeping before the door of the tabernacle of the congregation. And when Phinehas, the son of Eleazar, the son of Aaron the priest, saw it, he rose up from among the congregation and took a javelin in his hand. And he went after the man of Israel into the tent and thrust both of them through, the man of Israel and the woman through her belly. And so the plague was stayed from the children of Israel. And those that died in the plague were 24,000. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, Phinehas, the son of Eleazar, the son of Aaron the priest, hath turned my wrath away from the children of Israel, while he was zealous for my sake among them, that I consume not the children of Israel in my jealousy. And wherefore say, Behold, I give unto him my covenant of peace, and he shall have it, and his seed after him, even the covenant of an everlasting priesthood, because he was zealous for his God, and made an atonement for the children of Israel. Now the name of the Israelite that was slain, even that was slain with the Midianish woman, was Zimri, the son of Salu, a prince of a chief house among the Simeonites. And the name of the Midianish woman that was slain was Cozbi, the daughter of Zur, and he was head over a people and of a chief house in Midian. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, Vex the Midianites, and smite them, for they vex you with their wiles, and wherewith they have beguiled you in the matter of Peor, and in the matter of Cozbi, and the daughter of the prince of Midian, their sister, which was slain in the day of the plague of Peor's sake. That was Numbers chapter 25. Let's move on over to Psalm 68. Psalm 68 this morning. Psalm 68. To the chief musician, a psalm or song of David. Let God arise, let his enemies be scattered. Let them also that hate him flee before him. As smoke is driven away, so drive them away. As wax melteth before the fire, so let the wicked perish at the presence of God. But let the righteous be glad. Let them rejoice before God. Yea, let them exceedingly rejoice. Sing unto God, sing praises to his name. Extol him that rideth upon the heavens by his name. Jah, and rejoice before him. A father of the fatherless and a judge of the widows is God in his holy habitation. God setteth the solitary in families, and he bringeth out those which are bound with chains, but the rebellious dwell in a dry land. O God, when thou wentest forth before thy people, when thou didst march through the wilderness, the earth shook, the heavens also dropped at the presence of God. Even Sinai itself was moved at the presence of God, the God of Israel. Thou, O God, didst send a plentiful rain, and whereby thou didst confirm thine inheritance when it was weary. Thy congregation hath dwelt therein. Thou, O God, hath prepared of thy goodness for the poor. And the Lord gave the word, great was the company of those that published it. Kings of armies did flee apace, and she that tarried at home divided the spoil. And though ye have lean among the pots, yet shall ye be as the wings of the dove covered with silver, and her feathers with yellow gold. When the Almighty scattered kings in it, it was white as snow in Salmon. And the hill of God is as the hill of Bashan, as high hill as the hill of Bashan. Why leap ye, ye high hills? This is the hill which God desired to dwell in. Yea, the Lord will dwell in it forever. The chariots of God are 20,000, even thousands of angels. The Lord is among them, as in Sinai, in the holy place. And thou hast ascended on high. Thou hast led captivity captive. Thou hast received gifts for men, yea, for the rebellious also, that the Lord might dwell among them. Blessed be the Lord, who daily loadeth us with benefits, even the God of our salvation. He that is our God is the God of salvation, and unto God the Lord belongs the issues from death. But God shall wound the head of the enemies, and the hairy scalp of such as one that goest on still in his trespasses. The Lord said, I will bring again from Bashan, I will bring my people again from the depths of the sea, that thy foot may be dipped in the blood of thine enemies, and the tongue of thy dogs in the same. And they have seen thy goings, O God, even the goings of my God, my King, in the sanctuary. The singers went forth, the players on instruments followed after among them, that were damsels playing with timbrels. Bless ye God in the congregation, even the Lord from the fountains of Israel. There is little Benjamin with their rulers, and princes of Judah and their councils, the princes of Zebulun and the princes of Naphtali. Thy God hath commanded thy strength. Strengthen, O God, that which thou hast wrought for us. Because of thy temple at Jerusalem shall kings bring presents unto thee. Rebuke the company of the spearmen, the multitude of the bulls and the calves of the people, till every one submit himself with pieces of silver. Scatter thou the people that delight in the war. Princes shall come out of Egypt. Ethiopia shall soon stretch out her hand unto God. Sing unto God, ye kingdoms of the earth. O sing praises unto the Lord, to him that rideth upon the heavens of heavens, which were of old. Lo, he doth send out his voice, and that a mighty voice. Ascribe ye strength unto God, and his excellency is over Israel, and his strength is in the clouds. O God, thou art terrible out of thy holy place. The God of Israel is he that giveth strength and power unto his people. Blessed be God. That was Psalm 68. Let's move on over to Isaiah chapter 15. Isaiah chapter 15. Isaiah chapter 15 today. The burden of Moab, because in the night Ar of Moab is laid waste and brought into silence, because in the night Kir of Moab is laid waste and brought to silence. He has gone up to Bajith and to Dibon, the high places, to weep, and Moab shall howl over Nebo and over Medeba. On their heads shall be baldness and every beard cut off. In their streets they shall gird themselves with sackcloth, on tops of their houses and in their streets. Every one shall howl, weeping abundantly. And Heshbon shall cry, and Eliah, their voice shall be heard, even unto Jahaz. And therefore the armed soldiers of Moab shall cry out, his life shall be grievous unto him. My heart shall cry out for Moab, his fugitives shall flee unto Zoar, and Hefer of 3 years old. For by the mounting up of Luith, with weeping shall they go up. For in the way of Hornaim they shall raise up a cry of destruction. For the waters of Nimrim shall be desolate, for the hay is withered away, the grass faileth, and there is no green thing. And therefore the abundance they have gotten, and that which they have laid up, shall they carry away to the brook of the willows. For the cry is gone round about the borders of Moab, the howling thereof unto Eglaim, and the howling thereof unto Beralim. For the waters of Dimron shall be full of blood, for I will bring more upon Dimon, lions upon him that escapeth of Moab, and unto the remnant of the land. That was Isaiah 15. I thought I heard something out in the woods. Let's move on over to our last reading in 1 Peter chapter 3. 1 Peter chapter 3. Likewise, you wives, be in subjection to your own husbands, that if any obey not the word, they also may without the word be won by the conversation of the wives. And while they behold your chaste conversation coupled with fear, whose adorning let it not be that outward adorning of plaiting the hair and of wearing of gold or of putting on of apparel, but let it be the hidden man of the heart, in that which is not corruptible, even the ornament of meek and a quiet spirit, which is in the sight of God of a great price. For after this manner, in the old time, the holy women also, who trusted in God, adorned themselves, being in subjection unto their own husbands. Even as Sarah obeyed Abraham, calling him Lord, whose daughters ye are, as long as ye do well, and are not afraid with any amazement. And likewise ye husbands, dwell with them according to knowledge, giving honor unto the wife as unto the weaker vessel, and as being heirs together of the grace of life, that your prayers be not hindered. Finally, be ye all of one mind, having compassion one of another. Love as brethren, be pitiful, be courteous, not rendering evil for evil, or railing for railing, but contrariwise blessing, knowing that ye are thereunto called, that ye should inherit a blessing. For he that will love life and see good days, let him refrain his tongue from evil, and his lips that speak no guile. Let him eschew evil and do good, let him seek peace and eschew it. For the eyes of the Lord are over the righteous, and his ears are open unto the prayers. But the face of the Lord is against them that do evil. And who is he that will harm you if ye be followers of that which is good? But, and if ye suffer for righteousness' sake, happy are ye, and be not afraid of their terror, neither be troubled. But sanctify the Lord God in your hearts, and be ready always to give an answer to every man that asketh you a reason of the hope that is in you, with meekness and with fear, having a good conscience, that whereas they speak evil of you as of evildoers, they may be ashamed that falsely accuse your good conversation in Christ. For it is better, if the will of God be so, that ye suffer for well-doing than for evil-doing. For Christ also hath once suffered for sins, the just for the unjust, that he might bring us to God, being put to death in the flesh, but quickened by the Spirit, by which also he went and preached unto the spirits in prison, which sometime were disobedient, when once the long-suffering of God waited in the days of Noah, while the ark was a-preparing, wherein few, that is, eight souls, were saved by water, the like figure whereunto even baptism doth also now save us, not the putting away of the filth of the flesh, but the answering of a good conscience towards God by the resurrection of Jesus Christ, who is gone into heaven, and is on the right hand of God, angels and authorities and powers being made subject unto him. Well, amen. That was our reading today for May 16th, 2022. Thank you all so much for joining me. Make sure to leave a comment or leave a reaction to the video, and I'll make sure to mark it down. But why don't we start our day with a word of prayer. Would you bow with me? Father in heaven, thank you again for another day that you've given to us. Lord, it is the day that you have made, and we are to rejoice and be glad in it. Lord, I would pray that you would be glorified through us today, that you would get all of the glory that you are due. Help us to live for you. Help us to witness for you, Lord. I pray, God, that you would just lay it on our hearts today to encourage someone, Lord, or maybe even invite somebody to church, Lord, this coming Sunday, Lord, I pray. And God, I pray that you would just keep us serving you, keep us faithful, and help us to just honor you, Lord, in all things. We love you. Give us a good day today in you, in Jesus' name. Amen. Bye, everybody.